Well, good evening and welcome back to the Thayer High School. Second half of our doubleheader, getting ready to start the Thayer Bobcats. Ranked number 3 in the state of Missouri in Class 3 basketball, take on the Izzard County Consolidated Cougars. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you by Century 21, Combs & Associates in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, the Community First Banking Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, the Baxter Regional Health Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, the Car Doctor 2, FNBC Community Bankers, and the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Welcome to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. We'll come back, take a look at our starting lineups for the second half of our doubleheader in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right, it's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Asphalt, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Asphalt, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back at the Thayer High School. Welcome to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat pregame show. And they're not going to get too much of a pregame show tonight. They only allowed 10 minutes between ball games here tonight. Thayer Bobcats getting ready to open their season, and this is the team that everybody in town is excited about. Matter of fact, everybody in southern Missouri kind of excited about watching this Thayer Bobcat team play. And it's because of the guard play. You've got the All-Stater from a year ago coming back, Jordan Andrews. Also, the Bobcats motor, and that is Gage Pitts running things at the point. And then you got Lane Grimes, Keaton Nicholson, and a new Thayer Bobcat, Aiden Burns, who was an All-Stater a year ago as a freshman in the state of Arkansas. He is now going to school in Thayer, and he will start tonight. The Bobcats will be without one of their regular starters, and that would be Landry Pitts, the senior. Landry suffered a concussion in the football game last Saturday afternoon, and just not really ready to get out on the basketball court and play just yet. But he will be back in just another week or so. Well, we're going to step away. We'll be back with more of your Thayer Bobcat pregame show in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you heard what's going on right now at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains? Outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing, buy one, get one half price. Mix and match items from your favorite brands like Columbia, Hook, Under Armour, Life is Good, and more. Buy one, get one half price. Save an extra 20% off on Costa sunglasses and take an extra 10% off on shoes and boots. Find more great gift ideas like case and outdoor edge knives, pop optics, and Fox Pro game calls. You'll save money when you do your Christmas shopping at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back at the Thayer High School. A rousing rendition of the national anthem. Man, that was good. That young lady can flat out sing. If nothing else, get out to a Thayer Bobcat basketball game and hear this young lady sing the national anthem. That was outstanding. All right, Thayer Bobcats getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup, and here we go for the Intercounty Cougars. It'll be Denton Riley wearing number one. Gunnar Gleghorn wears number two. Number three is Tyler Hill. Jude Everett wears number four. And Landon McBride wearing number 12. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the All-Stater Jordan Andrews, averaged 21 points a game last year as a junior. The point guard wearing number three, Gage Pitts. Lane Grimes wearing number 24, running the wings for the Bobcats. Keaton Nicholson will bang around on the inside, the 6'5 senior. And Aiden Burns, the sophomore for the Thayer Bobcats, getting a start tonight with Landry Pitts out due to the concussion. Again, it'll be Andrews, Pitts, Grimes, Nicholson, and Burns for the Bobcats. It'll be Riley, Gleghorn, Hill, Everett, and McBride for Intercounty Consolidated. This is the Bobcat season opener, and we want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Springs, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer, the Country Cottage in Thayer, along with the Thayer Walmart, Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. Thayer Bobcats wearing the home whites tonight, trimmed in the green, coached by Matt Pitts. And for the Intercounty Cougars, they're wearing the black, trimmed in the gray and white tonight. They are coached by Kyle McCandless. Intercounty, of course, has been playing basketball for about a month already. Thayer Bobcats finally getting around to playing their season opener here tonight. And, you know, a lot of high expectations for this Thayer Bobcat basketball team. As I mentioned earlier, preseason polls have them ranked number three in the state of Missouri in Class 3 basketball. Stratford is ranked number two, and Monroe City at number one. Here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Intercounty Cougars with a quick jump. Nice play there by Gleghorn. Thayer going to pick up on that 1-3-1 zone defense. Intercounty working around the perimeter. Got the ball down to Gleghorn. Now in the corner. They'll feed it out to McBride. McBride swings it back out front for Everett. Everett back down to McBride on the baseline. He's the big kid. Now they kick it out front for Gleghorn. Gleghorn, little dribble drive. Defended by Burns. He'll take it to the top of the key. No look pass down the left corner. And coming back out front to Riley. Riley swings it out on the right side. And now back down to Hill. Number three, three-pointer out of the corner. Is an air ball rebounded by Gage Pitts. Here come the Bobcats on the fly. Got it to Jordan Andrews. Jordan pulls up free throw line. Now dribble drives in the lane. Kicks out to Grimes. Three-pointer in the corner. Rattles off the rim. No good. And rebound controlled by the Intercounty Cougars. Number three got it. That is Tyler Hill. Hill working out front. Feeds the ball on the right side to Gleghorn. Gleghorn holds it high. That's Burns out there on him. He'll swing it on the left side. Pass is going to go out of bounds. Claghorn thought that Everett was going to come to him, and Everett broke to the basket, and they throw it out of bounds. So turnover on Israel County. Thayer Bobcats, they got the ball back. We're 1 minute into the first quarter. No score here at the Thayer High School. Big crowd on hand for the Bobcat debut here in 2021. Here goes Bobcats with the basketball. He gets to the right side to the elbow for Nicholson. Nicholson tries a dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Gets fouled on his way to the bucket. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on number 12, Landon McBride of the Israel County Cougars. Keaton Nicholson, Bobcat senior, 6'5". Will shoot the free throw. First one is up and no good. Bounces that one off the back of the rim. Well, still no score here at the Thayer High School. Nicholson will shoot another. This one is up, and that one rattles in and out. No good again. Well, Thayer Bobcats couldn't convert the free throws. Israel County with a rebound. Little give-and-go action into the lane to Gleghorn. He has the ball stolen by Pitts. Bobcats on the run. Pitts going to the bucket. Behind the back to Burns. Hook pass to Grimes. Out front, Andrews wide open for three. Bingo! That's what we're going to see from this Thayer Bobcat basketball team. Great ball movement. Very unselfish. And then a three from Andrews. Now a deflection by Andrews of the pass that goes out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats jump out to the early 3-0 lead. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Israel County had inbounded on the near sideline right in front of the Bobcat bench. Landon McBride got it in to Hill in the backcourt. He'll bring it up to Riley. Riley gives in the corner for Tyler Hill. Tyler Hill bounces it back out front for Everett. Everett pass cross court, deflected, and now picked up by Israel County. Oh, we're going to get a backcourt violation. Coach McCandless for Israel County arguing the call, but it was correct call. The ball was tipped, and then it was touched again by Israel County and then went into the backcourt. And the other official coming in saying, here's what the call was. And I think that was right. Thayer Bobcats going to inbound it at midcourt after the turnover on Israel County. Gage Pitts bounces one over to Aiden Burns. Burns kicks it top of the key and around the horn to Lane Grimes. Grimes looking down low. Back to Andrews for three. That one's off the back rim. Rebound saved from out of bounds by Burns down in the corner. Down to Nicholson for the lay-in. It's good. Thayer Bobcats after an early 5-0 lead. And Israel County wants a timeout. 5-0 Thayer Bobcats with a lead. We'll be back to the Thayer High School in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Well, Thayer Bobcats out to an early 5-0 lead. A three-pointer by Jordan Andrews for the top of the key. And a beautiful lay-in by Keaton Nicholson down the right side of the baseline, or the right side of the lane. And the Thayer Bobcats lead to 5-0. Thayer now going to go a little full-court pressure. 2-2-1, full-court pressure here by the Bobcats. A pressure on the inbound. And now they're going to double-team on the ball. Israel County gets it over to Tyler Hill, still in the backcourt. Spins away from the defense and gets it across the timeline. Israel County, pass on the left side, going to be taken there by Everett. Stolen by Pitts. Pitts off on the drive, all the way to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. Gage Pitts, boy, can elevate. They list Gage at about 6 foot. I don't know if he's quite there yet. But he gets right up on the rim. Laid that one in with the left hand. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now 7-0. Israel County, pass cross court. Ooh, almost stolen by Andrews. Everett with it now. Out on top. Feeds it to the left side wing for Gleghorn. Gleghorn, trying to work inside. The Bobcats cut him off. They are now back to that 1-3-1 zone. Right side, he goes to Riley for Israel County. A little give and go. Riley cutting to the bucket. Offensive foul. Denton Riley going hard to the bucket. The Bobcats got back there. It was Gage Pitts that draws the charge. Foul on Riley will be his first. That is the first or second team foul on Izzard County. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball up 7-0. 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Actually, 3 minutes, 18 seconds gone by in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Aiden Burns top of the key. Dumped it off to Nicholson. Nicholson turns, squares up to the bucket. Dribbles one time, now feeds it to Gage Pitts. Gage into the lane, pull-up jumper from 12 feet, no good. Rebound, volleyed round and controlled by Izzard County. Number two, Gunner Gleghorn, got it. Feeds it on the right side now for Tyler Hill. Hill moving toward the lane. The ball's going to be taken away from him. Loose on the floor and picked up by the Izzard County Cougars. Number 12, McBride with a quick hands to scoop that one up off the court. Izzard County with it. Long shot for Riley from the left side. No good. Gage Piff down the rebound. Got it out to Andrews. Andrews floating to the bucket. Lays it up. No good as he had to try to go around the defender in the air. And now almost a steal by Andrews in the backcourt as Izzard County got the rebound. Here come the Cougars. Up the right side, going to the top of the key, now into the lane. Here's a shot block and a foul going to be called on Keaton Nicholson. Number two going into the lane, Gunner Gleghorn. Elevated for the shot. Nicholson got a piece of it, but he's called for the foul. And that'll be the first foul of the night on the Thayer Bobcats. And going to the free throw line, Gunner Gleghorn. Looking for the first point of the game for Izzard County, and the free throw is good. Number two, Gunner Gleghorn, a 6'1 senior, bounces it, puts it up with the left hand. That one's good as well. Oh, Gleghorn hits both free throws, and Izzard County breaks the ice with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. There, Bobcats with the ball. Got it out to Andrews. He'll swing it cross court to Lane Grimes. Back over to Nicholson. Nicholson just outside the lane. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Gives to Grimes. Grimes sliding to the bucket. Kicks it back outside to Andrews. Andrews, nice move to the bucket for the lead. Boom. Jordan Andrews now with five. Thayer Bobcats seem to kind of be getting their feet under him now. Catching up to the speed of the game. First game of the year for the Thayer Bobcats. They lead it 9-2 with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Izzard County with it. They bounce it into the lane. Kick it back outside for Riley. Riley out front to Gleghorn. Three-pointer top of the key. Rattles off the rim. No good. Jordan Andrews with a rebound for Thayer and a foul. Going to be called on Izzard County. Tyler Hill. Going to be called for a reach-in foul. Non-shooting foul. Came on the rebound. And the Thayer Bobcats have the ball. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by seven. Izzard County back in the defense. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got it. To the high post to Nicholson. The Grimes cutting to the bucket and he scores. Lane Grimes with a nice curl move. And Nicholson hit him with a pass for the easy lay-in. So Lane Grimes on the football field last Saturday on the basketball court tonight gets his first 2 points of the night. Izzard County with it on the other end. Nice pass in the middle. Shot is no good. Rebound Nicholson. Got it out to Jordan Andrews. Jordan going to the bucket. Kicks it back out to Burns for three. Bingo! Aiden Burns ripped one from downtown. And the Thayer Bobcats out to a 14-2 lead. Izzard County wants a timeout. We'll step away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And back at Thayer High School, we're in a timeout. Izzard County calling the timeout with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats really starting to heat up now. Aiden Burns just ripped a three from the left wing. And the Thayer Bobcats have jumped out to a 14-2 lead with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, the FMBC Community Bankers, and the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. By the way, the three-point shot made is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. All right, Izzard County basketball, as we are set to resume play here. Thayer Bobcats, a little full-court pressure again. Coach Matt Pitts told me we're going to see some pressure. Bobcats a little deeper this year than they have been in years past. And he's going to force this team to play hard and play up-tempo. Izzard County gets the ball across the timeline against the double team. And now they get it over to number 14. And that is Mulkey. Lane Mulkey, who just checked in. And we're going to get an Izzard County player going to go down on the baseline. As things got a bit out of control. That was number one. Denton Riley says he's okay. Tried to make a move down there and fell down. Went down hard. Gets up, says, I'm all right. Again, Mulkey, number 14, into the game for Izzard County. Number 4, Everett, getting a little rest on the sideline. Lafayette Bobcats with it in a half-court game. Working against the Izzard County zone defense. Burns feeds over to Andrews. Three-point try is up. That one's off the side of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Izzard County. Number 2, Gunner Glaghorn brought it down. The left-hander brings it up across the timeline, looking for a screen. Behind the back, moves to the elbow. Jumper is up. Rims in and out. No good. And Jordan Andrews with the rebound. Andrews running the floor. Up the right side. Bounces one down to Nicholson. Nicholson, offensive foul. That laid a shoulder into the defender to try and get to the bucket. And the foul on Nicholson will be his second of the night. Comes with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up 14-2. Izzard County just not finding a way to get the ball in the hole. A lot of that thanks to the Bobcat defense. And there's the defense forcing another Izzard County turnover. Aiden Burns got out into the passing lane and made Izzard County throw that ball away. That's a good defensive play by the young sophomore. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound under their own bucket with a minute 18 to go in the game. Looking for the alley-oop play. Nope, got it to Burns. Burns, turnaround jumper, 8-footer is good. Aiden Burns now with 5 points. Tied for the game high for Thayer with a minute 11 to go in the first quarter. 16 to 2, Thayer with the lead. Izzard County with it again in the backcourt. They get up across the timeline to McBride. McBride, long pass up the court, going to go over the head of Denton Riley and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And the Thayer Bobcat defense is just so quick. They have forced a number of Izzard County turnovers here. Bobcats inbound the ball. Gage Pitts will bring it up out of the backcourt with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Hands off to Andrews, around to Grimes. Grimes over to Nicholson at the elbow on the right side. Bounces one time, gives it to Burns. Burns will shake and bake into the lane. Jump, fadeaway jumper, no good. Gage Pitts had a hand on the rebound and was taken away by Izzard County. Here comes Mulkey up the left sideline. Bobcats got back defensively. Mulkey will give it up to Glaghorn. Glaghorn swings it down in the corner for Tyler Hill. Hill jump pass back out front to Glaghorn. Behind the back with a dribble. Gives it to McBride, powering it down the baseline and stepped out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Keaton Nicholson to stand his ground against the bigger Landon McBride. And Thayer will hold here for the final shot. Off the turnover, Andrews brings it across the timeline. 17 seconds as he crosses that line. Thayer Bobcats will hold for the final shot of the quarter. Now Andrews starting to get things going with 9 seconds. Little shake and bake. Andrews floats into the lane. Spin move. Lays it up with the left hand. It's good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 18-2. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Izzard County Cougars. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Well, you hear the buzzer. We're set for our second quarter of action. Thayer Bobcats lead this one early, 18-2 at the end of one quarter of play, led by Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater, the senior, has scored 7 of the Bobcats' 18 points here in the quarter. Aiden Burns with 5, 2 for Gage Pitts, 2 for Lane Grimes, and 2 for Keaton Nicholson. And it will be a Thayer Bobcat basketball to start the second quarter. And Thayer going with the first substitution of the night. Number 5 is checked into the ballgame. That is Asa Walsh. Also played at Mammoth Spring a year ago, now playing at Thayer. Bobcats get the ball inbounds. Burns, he'll give it up. Give it to the free throw line to Nicholson. Nicholson at the elbow. Watching teammates pass through the lane. Nobody open. Now gives it to Burns. Burns takes it down to the baseline. Now kicks it back outside. And shot is up, no good. Nicholson with a rebound, no good. Now Andrews tips it up and in. Jordan Andrews now with 9 first half points. Thayer Bobcats lead it 20-2. Still swarming defense of Thayer Bobcats with a steal. Burns got it, gives up to Andrews. Andrews in the middle lane, kicks it back out to Burns, fakes the pass, gives it to Gage Pitts. Gage pull up, 15-footer, bingo. 15-footer from the left side, or from the left wing. Gage Pitts with his second bucket of the night. And Thayer again in the full court pressure. It has given Izard County fits here tonight. Now they'll back it off a little bit. And Gleghorn brings it into the front court for the Izard County Cougars. He'll swing it around for Mulkey. Mulkey in the left corner to Hill. Back to Mulkey and back to Hill. Hill got a cutter in the lane. Shot is up. It's good. Nice play. And that was Tyler Hill got that one up and in. And that is the first field goal of the game for Izard County. Thayer with it. Jordan Andrews wide open for a three. Missed it. And a rebound taken by the Izard County Cougars. Number 12, Landon McBride. They get the ball up the court to Mulkey. Mulkey down the left side of the lane. Ball stolen by Gage Pitts. Gage up the right sideline. Moving into the lane. Dumps it down to Andrews. Too far into the bucket. Now to Nicholson. He couldn't control the pass. And the ball taken by Izard County. Here come the Cougars. They get the ball up on the right side for Riley. That is Denton Riley back in the ball game for Coach McCandless. Riley handles the ball out on the right sideline. Feeds it down to Gleghorn. Gleghorn to McBride. McBride gives off to a cutter in the lane. Shot no good, but Riley gets his own rebound. Couldn't score. And Nicholson yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats on the fly. They'll get it to Pitts. Pitts takes it to the top of the key. Feeds it to Walsh. Walsh now to Nicholson. Nicholson to Andrews. Pulls up at the elbow. Short jumper is off the front rim. No good. Rebound volleyed around and taken by Izard County. Nicholson fighting hard for that rebound. Just couldn't get it corralled for Thayer. And Izard County's got it back. Quick pass going down the left corner for Mulkey for three. And it's good. Mulkey off the bench with a three-pointer. Second field goal here in the first half for Izard County, and the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. 5:18 to play in the first half. Thayer leads 22-7. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Matt Pitts wanted to get a timeout, get some changes made to the lineup. It'll be, Gage Pitts checking out of the game as Lane Grimes will go back in. So Thayer going here with Walsh, Burns, Nicholson, Andrews, and Grimes. Thayer Bobcat ball with 5:18 to go in the first half. Thayer leading 22-7 over the Izard County Cougars. Cougars making a substitution. Find out who checked in here in just a moment. And Thayer with it on the offensive end. Got it to Aisha Walsh. Walsh in the corner to Andrews. Back out to Grimes for three. That one's good. Lane Grimes with a three-pointer. Third made three-pointer the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. First of the night, first of the year for Lane Grimes. And that makes it 25-7. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead. Izard County working on the right side. Got it down in the right corner for number 5, who has just checked in. That is Booth, Arthur Booth. And now Thayer going to get a steal. Grimes got it. Feeds it down to Walsh. Walsh dumping it down inside to Nicholson. Couldn't power the shot up. And rebound taken by Izard County. 4:25 to go in the first half. Cougars with a basketball. Number 2, Gunner Gleghorn. Jump stop into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Nicholson brings it down for Thayer. Handles it on the floor one time. Gives it up to Jordan Andrews. The Bobcats will get the offense set as Andrews crosses the timeline with 4:07 to play in the half. Is it up to Walsh? Walsh, quick pass down inside to Andrews. Open for the lay-in. Jordan Andrews with 11 of the 27 for the Thayer Bobcats. First Bobcat in double figures here tonight. And Dizzard County brings the ball across the timeline. Number three, Tyler Hill with it. Feeds it down into the corner. Ball poked away by Aisha Walsh and out of bounds. And now substitution for Thayer. Gage Pitts will check in. And Keaton Nicholson will check out of the game. Coach Pitts going seven deep already in the ballgame. And we'd have Landry Pitts if he didn't have that concussion. They'd been played in eight already. Here's a long shot off the inbound. Good for Mulkey, his second made three-pointer here in the first half. He's come off the bench and scored six to lead Izzard County. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end. Got it to Burns. Fakes right. Moves left. Little yo-yo shot. It's good. Aiden Burns with a quick move. Seven for the sophomore from Thayer. Izzard County coming the other way. Mulkey this time driving it into the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound control by Burns. Burns leads the break. Steps into the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. That one's off the back iron. No good. And Gage Pitts knocks the rebound out to Grimes. Got it to Andrews. Back to Grimes. Top of the key. Now over to Burns for three. He rattles that one home. Aiden Burns getting hot. He's got 10 points in the first half. And Thayer leads it now 32-10 with 2:47 to go in the first half. Thayer back on the defensive end. Izzard County playing the offense. Got one down to the baseline to kick it out. Now back in the corner. And three-point try is good. Number five, Booth. Arthur Booth just off the bench. He hits a three. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews going to the hole. He's going to get fouled on the drive. He'll go wide and shoot two. Thayer gets the ball up the floor so quick. All the defense could do was react. And they reacted with a foul. Gunner Gleghorn called for the foul. That'll be his first tonight. Only the fourth team foul on Izzard County. And with 2:28 to play in the first half, Thayer sends Jordan Andrews to the free throw line. And Jordan now with 12 points in the first half. Here's number one, Denton Riley checking back in the game for Izzard County. Number 12, Landon McBride will check out. 33-13, Thayer Bobcats with a lead. Trying to add to it, Andrews does from the free throw line. 13 now for Andrews, 10 for Burns. 4 for Gage Pitts, 5 for Lane Grimes, and 2 for Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Izzard County gets ball up across the timeline. Thayer not playing the full court pressure now. Izzard County walked it up. They get in a half court game, got it to Mulkey. Mulkey in the corner, looking for the shot. Now has to give it up for Riley. Riley will take it back out front, reset the offense for the ICC Cougars. Looking to make a move against Walsh. Takes them into the lane. We're going to get a whistle. And it's going to be a hold called on Asa Walsh. Walsh going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first of the game. And Izzard County will inbound the ball down under the bucket. 2 minutes to play. Izzard County inbounds it on the baseline. Now they'll dump it inside for Gleghorn. Couldn't get a shot. Kicked it outside. And now trying to pass it back out is Mulkey. And Mulkey is going to lose it out of bounds. So good pressure defense down in that corner. Well, you get the ball along the sideline or get it down in the corner and a Bobcats just explode on the defensive end. And speaking of explode, here's Pitts in the lane. Couldn't hit a shot. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Wanted a foul. No call. And Izzard County clears the glass. And almost a steal by Pitts coming up from behind. And Izzard County going in the lane. Shot is up. No good by Gleghorn. Rebound controlled by Burns. Burns up the right side for Thayer. The sophomore going down to the baseline. Skip the pass outside for Walsh for three. That one's off the front iron. No good. And a rebound taken by Izzard County. Now we're going to get a foul. It's going to be a hold on Jordan Andrews. Jordan said, I had all ball. Officials didn't have any part of it. Said, nope, nope. Got him on the arm. Substitution for Thayer. Walsh is out of the game. And who checked in? Keaton Nicholson back in for the Bobcats. 34-13. Thayer with the lead. Playing defense here. Izzard County with it. Number two, Gleghorn. Goes down to the right corner. Fires up a shot. No good. Rebound, Izzard County. Shot is blocked by Andrews. Izzard County gets the loose ball. Another shot blocked by Nicholson. And here comes Andrews on the drive for Thayer the other way. Leads it down to Burns in the corner. Drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Gage. Pitts for three. Bingo! Gage Pitts with a three-pointer. He's got 7 points in the game. And Thayer leads it now 37-13. Izzard County on the offensive end. Number four has got it. That is Everett. Everett leads it in the left corner. for Hill. Hill trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. They'll kick it back out front. Around the horn it goes. There's a block shot by Gage Pitts. Pitts blocks the shot of Gunner Gleghorn. And the Thayer Bobcats have got it with 17 seconds to go in the first half, leading 37-13. Bobcats working around the perimeter. They'll go for the final shot here, of course. Here's Gage Pitts moving off the screen. Gives it out to Andrews with 3 seconds. Toward the bucket. Step back. Shot is up. Top of the key. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 37-13. Thayer Bobcats lead the Izard County Cougars. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Pizza in a Thayer halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Whether you're ready to buy or looking to sell, a RE/MAX agent can help every step of the way. With a RE/MAX agent by your side, you get the experienced pro who can help you along the way. This is Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back at the Thayer High School. It is halftime. Welcome to the Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report. And the Thayer Bobcats with the lead at the half, 37-13 over the Izard County Cougars. And kind of sporadic. Thayer Bobcats played really well for a little bit, and then things get a little bit discombobulated. But you got to remember, this is the first game of the season for the Thayer Bobcats. And the first time in a game situation that Andrews and Pitts and Grimes and Nicholson have played with Aiden Burns and Asa Walsh. They are the two kids that transferred up from Mammoth Spring, Arkansas this year. And so it's going to take a little bit of time for this team to really kind of round into shape, but 37-13 at the half is a pretty good start to the basketball season for the Thayer Bobcats. For the Izard County Cougars, just not putting the ball in the hole. They've only scored 13 points in the first half, 11 of those in the second quarter. And that came when they went to the bench. Mulkey and Booth have combined for 9 points as they have each hit three-pointers. Mulkey's hit two, and Booth hit one for 9 points off the bench for Coach Kyle McCandless and his Izard County Cougars. Again, Thayer with a halftime lead, 37-13. Thayer scoring 18 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second. Izard County with 2 in the first and 11 in the second quarter. We'll be back. Take a look at the individual scoring in the first half in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pete's Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pete's Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now back at the Thayer High School, you're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Let's run down the individual scoring for the Thayer Bobcats, who lead it 37-13. They're led by Jordan Andrews. The All-Staters got 13 in the first half. Gage Pitts has added 7. Lane Grimes with 5. Keaton Nicholson with 2. And Aiden Burns, the sophomore, with 10. So two Bobcats in double figures already tonight. With the Izzard County Cougars, are led by Mulkey. Off the bench, hit a pair of three-pointers in the second quarter. He's got 6. A three-pointer for Booth, Arthur Booth, who came off the bench and hit a 3. And then 2 points for Gunnar Gleghorn, 2 for Tyler Hill. Again, Thayer scored 18 first-quarter points. They scored 19 in the second quarter, and they lead it 37-13 over the Izzard County Cougars. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Have you heard what's going on right now at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains? Outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one half price. Mix and match items from your favorite brands like Columbia, Hook, Under Armour, Life is Good, and more. Buy one, get one half price. Save an extra 20% off on Costa sunglasses and take an extra 10% off on shoes and boots. Find more great gift ideas like case and outdoor edge knives, pop optics, and Fox Pro game calls. You'll save money when you do your Christmas shopping at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Well, good evening. Got a couple of score updates here before we send it back to Mike over at the Thayer High School. The Mammoth Spring senior boys tonight get a win as they beat Kip Blyville 87-32. The Bears now 5-0 in conference play. And varsity boys in the third quarter right now. Willow Springs is leading West Plains 38-25. We'll send it back out to Mike over at Thayer High School here in just a couple of minutes.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. Congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Big winners tonight, 87-32 over Kip. And Willow Springs leading West Plains 38-25. All right, here we go. The Thayer Bobcats with a big lead over Izard County. 37-13 as we open the second half. Third quarter action. Izard County with the basketball. Down in the inside, McBride's got it. Gets tied up by a Bobcat double team and finally got rid of it and stolen by Grimes. He gives it over to Andrews, and then Andrews has it taken away. And McBride's got it again for Izard County. Gives off to Gleghorn. Gleghorn pass in the middle. Going to be stolen. Bobcats on the run. Andrews gets to the ball before he gets out of bounds and saves it in to Gage Pitts. He turns and fires a three, and it's good. Gage Pitts has hit two threes in a row, and he's got 10 points in the ball game. He has scored the last six for Thayer. Here comes Izard County. Pass in the middle. Back outside in the corner. Shot is blocked by Nicholson. Izard County got it back. Shot no. Back up and in. Nice play there by Gleghorn. Caught that one and put it back in over the front of the rim. 40-15, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Just underway in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats swinging it around the horn. Lane Grimes has got it. Gives over to Nicholson. Izard County playing a little man-to-man defense. Bobcats get it over to Grimes. Grimes, three-pointer off the left wing is no good. And rebound control by Izard County Consolidated. The Cougars. Number three, Tyler Hill brings it up the left sideline. Penetrates toward the lane and gives it up in the corner for Riley. Riley back outside to Gleghorn, top of the key. Gleghorn swings one on the right side to Tyler Hill. Hill toward the lane, feeds it down to McBride on the baseline, 12-footer. Good, got that one to rattle home. Landon McBride with his first 2 points of the night for the Izard County Cougars. Thayer coming the other way. Pitts, Andrews, Burns, Nicholson, and Grimes here in the second half for the Thayer Bobcats. They have gone most of the way. Down to 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer into the half-court offense here, taking their time. That's the Grimes left side. Now the Pitts on the left side wing. Gage bounces one down inside for Nicholson. Oh, he didn't see it coming, and Izard County stole it, and the Bobcats stole it right back. Here's Burns making a move to the bucket around McBride for the lay-in. Aiden Burns now with 12 points, and Thayer with a steal. Burns got it at the elbow, bounces it down to Andrews. Andrews turns right, shoots, blocked. Then he'll go to the line and shoot for two. Jordan Andrews with a pretty move down there and a nice pass by Aiden Burns. Foul's going to be on number 12. Landon McBride will be his second of the game. First team foul on Izard County as we're playing early here in the third quarter. Jordan Andrews at the free throw line. Bounces the first free throw off the front of the rim. No good. It hit two in a row, so now he's 2 for 3 in the ball game from the free throw line. Jordan Andrews. And now Mulk, number 14, will check back into the ballgame for Izard County. And Tyler Hill goes to the Cougar bench. Second free throw for Jordan Andrews. He rattles that one home. Jordan, his first point of the second half, he's got 14 in the game. And the Bobcats stretch the lead to 43-17. Izard County with the ball, taking their time on the offensive end. They'll bounce it down to McBride on the baseline. Bobcats collapse around him with a double team, and then he dribbled it out of bounds. McBride trying to power it down the baseline. Bobcats forced him out of bounds. And Thayer will inbound it with 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with the big lead, 43-17. Thayer swings it on the right side for Burns. Out top to Nicholson, now around to Lane Grimes. Grimes, quick pass inside to Jordan Andrews. Turnaround jumper, good. He banked it off the window. And Andrews now with 16 in the ballgame. The senior who averaged 21 points a game last year as a junior. His All-State campaign picking up right where he left off a year ago. Here's a pass in the lane for Izard County, stolen by Gage Pitts for Thayer. Pitts to Nicholson for the jam. He dunked it. Keaton Nicholson with a jam on the break. Here's Izard County on the other end. Shot is up, no good. Rebound Burns. Burns out to Andrews. He goes up and he dunked it. George Andrews with a jam. Izzard County with a timeout. 49-17 Bobcats lead. The Izzard County Cougars will be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, the Fair Bobcats playing a little five slam-a-jamma on the Izzard County Cougars. Consecutive slam dunks, one by Keaton Nicholson, the other by Jordan Andrews. And the Fair Bobcats have run the lead out to 49-17. Coach McCandless called the timeout for Izzard County, and now the Cougars throw it away on the inbound as the Fair Bobcats applying that pressure. 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Fair Bobcats lead Izzard County 49-17. Aiden Burns with it on the right side. He'll kick it out top to Keaton Nicholson on top of the key. Over to Grimes. Grimes bounces it down to Andrews on the baseline. Cross court to Gage Pitts. Gage slides in the lane. Gives it off to Nicholson. Nicholson up for the bucket and the foul. Keaton Nicholson with 6 points. He'll go to the free throw line, shoot for the three-point play. Fouls on number 12, Landon McBride. That'll be number three on McBride. And the Fair Bobcats cruising with 3:59 to go in the third quarter, leading at 51-17. Free throw is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, and Nicholson gets it for Thayer. Bobcats back in the half-court offense. Andrews, oh, what a move. Here's a give out to Pitts for three, and it's good. Gage Pitts now with 13. He's had three threes in a row. Jordan Andrews with a shake-and-bake move, and he faked the defender right out of his shoes. And now Izzard County with the ball down in the corner, and the Bobcats collapse on him. And Izzard County throws it, and it goes out of bounds. Number 15 is checked in for Izzard County. That is Stevenson. And Stevenson got trapped in the corner, and he threw it off a Bobcat out of bounds. They are making substitution. Walsh will check into the ball game. Also, number one checking in for the Thayer Bobcats, that is Easton Pitts, a freshman. Here's Izzard County with it. Got it inside for McBride. Fakes right, moves left, shoots no good. Rebound controlled by Keaton Nicholson, and here come the Bobcats. Andrews at the three-point line left, pulls up with a jumper. It's good. Jordan Andrews with 21, his second made three-pointer of the night. He dunked one a minute ago, and he hit the three here. What a player. The Thayer Bobcats now with a 40-point lead, 57-17. Oh, and a three-point shot on the other end is good for Stevenson. A three-pointer for Stevenson. Thayer Bobcats with it. Easton Pitts leads over to Aisha Walsh. Walsh gives it up to Nicholson, now to Andrews. He'll pump another one up. It is good! Andrews with 24. Another three-pointer. And he's over his average of a year ago. Here's Izzard County back on the other end. Shot from the free throw line. Up no good. Nicholson down with another rebound. Got it to Andrews. Andrews up to Walsh. Walsh back to Andrews. Slides in the lane. Dumps it off to Nicholson. Going up hard and gets fouled on the play. Nicholson was going to dunk that one again, and Izzard County knocked it away down around his waist. Fouls on number four, Jude Everett. That'll be his first of the night. 2:14 to play in the game. Thayer with a 40-point lead. Keaton Nicholson at the free throw line, trying to add to his 6-point total for tonight. And the first free throw is good. And substitution for Thayer, number 14, checks into the game, Mark Spencer. And Jordan Andrews will go to the Bobcat bench. with his 24 points. Nicholson misses the second free throw. Rebound volleyed up and around. Going to go out of bounds off the hands of Izzard County. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Good play by Lane Grimes. Thayer with more substitutions. Number 4 checks into the ball game for the Bobcats. That is Prince, Braden Prince, or Brandon Prince, I'm sorry. Here's Pitts. Got the Grimes for 3. That one wraps off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Izzard County. So Prince is in, another Bobcat freshman. Spencer is in. Here's Izzard County down on the other end. A wild shot thrown up by Gunner Gleghorn, and it's good. 6 points now for Gleghorn. Pitts with it for Thayer. Gives off to Grimes. Grimes around to Walsh. Walsh wide open for 3. Didn't take it. Gives it to Mark Spencer. Now to Prince. He'll fire one up. That's no good from the left elbow. And rebound controlled by Izzard County. Brandon Prince had a really nice game for the Thayer Bobcat JV tonight. Probably the Thayer JV a winner in their season opener. And here's number 2, Gleghorn. Going right back in the lane for Izzard County and shoots and scores. And the Thayer Bobcats, 61-24 leaders. With the basketball, Prince in the free throw circle. Looking at a backdoor cut. Didn't give the pass. Gives off to Spencer. Spencer fires up a shot from just inside the three-point line, and it's good. Mark Spencer off the bench with 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. There come the Izzard County Cougars. Got it back down to Everett in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound by Brandon Prince for Thayer. Prince gives off to Easton Pitts. He'll give it to Spencer. Spencer back over to Prince on the right side. Prince back over to Pitts for 3. That one's off the mark. And a rebound taken by Izzard County. Here come the Cougars with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with, none of their starters. Well, Lane Grimes is out there right now. And here's a pass into the lane for Izzard County. Knocked away, but McBride picked it up, and then he's going to be fouled. I think they're going to call this one on the floor on number 24, Lane Grimes. Lane Grimes still on the floor, the only Bobcat starter. Still out in the game. And he's just kind of trying to get into basketball shape. Lane, of course, one of only two football players that are playing basketball. Landry Pitts, of course, got the concussion last week in the game in the state semifinals. He did not play tonight, don't believe even dressed. But Lane Grimes out there trying to work into basketball shape, only had a week's worth of practice. He'll stay out there. First free throw by McBride was no good. And he misses the second, and the rebound comes out long, run down in the corner by Mark Spencer. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead at 63-24. Bobcats have scored 26 points in this quarter. And here's a long shot up and no good by the Thayer Bobcats. That was Prince with a three-point try. No good. Here's Izzard County shot the buzzer. No! That's the end of three quarters of play. Our score is 63-24. Thayer Bobcats with the lead at home over the Izzard County Cougars. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School, set for our fourth quarter of action. Thayer with a comfortable, say the least, 63-24 lead over the Izzard County Cougars. Thayer will start the fourth quarter with Asa Walsh, Easton Pitts, Mark Spencer, Brandon Prince, and Who else? Number 15, Eric Simers. We'll get the start here in the fourth quarter. So Bobcats with none of the starters on the floor now. Bobcats open the quarter with a basketball. Easton the pitch with it. Feeds it on the right side to Prince. Prince over to Spencer. Spencer into the lane. All the way to the bucket. Trying to get a shot up. It is knocked out of bounds by Izzard County. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball here. With 7:39 to play in the ball game. Bobcats inbound down under the bucket. Got it to Easton Pitts. He'll bring it outside. Looking to go to the right side. Now he'll back it back out and reset the offense. Izzard County playing man-to-man defense here. Bobcats get it off to Prince. Prince to Spencer. Spencer trying to go down low, and the ball is over the head of the intended receiver and out of bounds. So Bobcats will turn it over. 7:15 to play in the game. Bobcats with a lead here on their season opener. Izzard County with the basketball. Going in the lane, back outside. Long shot is up. No good for the Cougars. Rebound taken in the corner. And finally taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Mark Spencer ran it down. He'll give it up to Easton Pitts. Bobcats push it up into the front court. Give it to Brandon Prince. Prince around to Walsh. Walsh, left side to Spencer. Mark Spencer. Rowan Spencer, by the way, going to be out for a while. He is injured. We would have seen him some in this game tonight. But Rowan Spencer with a broken foot, from what I understand. Suffered in the football game last week. Here's Mark Spencer for three off the left side for Thayer. Shot is no good. Rebound is taken by the Bobcats. Oh, that's going to be a backcourt violation on Easton Pitts. Ball was poked away from him from behind. He went and got it. And he couldn't stop his momentum. Goes into the backcourt. So Thayer will turn it over with 6:17 to go in the ball game. Thayer Bobcats lead at 63-24. Izzard County's number 14, that is Malk. Malk passed into the middle, taken by Tyler Hill. Hill jump pass down in the corner. Got it there to Stevenson. Stevenson on a cut, will give and go. Has it poked away by Spencer, and the Bobcats have got the ball back. Nice defensive play by Mark Spencer. And here comes Easton Pitts for Thayer. Handles it out between the circles. Goes to the right side, hands it off to Simer. Simer gives it up and feeds it over to Pitts in the right corner. Pitts moving off the screen. Kicks it back out to Spencer. Round to Walsh. Walsh now down to Simers. Simers gives it right back to Easton Pitts. Pitts works it to the top of the key to Spencer. Down the right side to Walsh. Fakes the three. Long pass cross court taken by Simers. Out to Pitts for three. That one's off the back iron. No good. And the rebound's going to be a foul. That'll be on Asa Walsh. Going to be called for his second, going over the back on the rebound. And substitutions here for Izzard County. Number 20 checking into the ballgame, Gavin Stevens. Also in there, number 12 going back in. So Stevens is in, number 20 for Izzard County. Got the ball to number 4, that is Everett. Everett down to McBride. McBride powers it to the bucket. Couldn't get the shot down. Rebound, Izzard County. And there's a shot, no good. And rebound taken by Thayer. Nice rebound there by Brandon Prince, the Bobcat freshman. A 6'3 freshman. Here's Thayer with it. In the corner to Walsh for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Izzard County, and here come the Cougars. Number 24 on the drive. His shot is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Number 24, by the way, Garrett Roberts in the game for Izzard County. He's got it now off the inbound. Feeds it over to Everett. He shoots a three, and it's good. Jude Everett. First bucket of the night for Everett. He's got 3 points in the game. 63-27 our score. 3:58 to go, working under the turbo clock here. Thayer working the clock on the offensive end. Now here's Pitts, pull-up jumper from the elbow. No good. And a rebound taken by McBride for Izzard County. He got it up to Everett. Everett down in the corner to Stevens. Stevens to McBride, cutting down the lane, and he scores. Second bucket of the night for Landon McBride. And 63-29 now our score. 3:32 to play. So Thayer Bobcats going to open the season with a convincing win here over Izzard County. Bobcats will be back in action again on Monday. Thayer working the offense. Got it to Brandon Prince for the 15-footer, and it's good. Prince with his first 2 points of his high school career, just a freshman. Had a good JV game, but first varsity points. Here's a long shot for Richard County. No good. Rebound off the hands of the Cougars. Out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And now more subs coming in for Richard County. Number 35 is in there. That is Wilkes. Number 10 checking in. That is Justin Brewer. Number 22, Keaton Melton. Number 34, Tristan Wood. And number 35, Wilkes. Here's Thayer with the basketball. Spencer out to Prince. Prince drives down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back outside for Easton Pitts. Easton going down to the baseline. Jump pass out front for Walsh. Walsh down to the baseline. Hands it off to Simers. Simers going to the hole. Pulls up with a shot. No good, but he's fouled on the attempt. And he'll go to the free throw line. So Eric Simers. He was fouled by number 35. That is Elijah Wilkes, a sophomore for Israel County. And Eric Simer going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. First free throw is up and good. Simer with a bucket. And that is only the third point scored by Thayer here in the fourth quarter. Again, playing under the turbo clock with a minute 40 to go. Second free throw for Simer. No good. And it didn't hit the rim. So they'll blow the whistle. And Dizzard County will bring the ball the other way. Number 10 will get it on the inbound. That is Justin Brewer. Gives it up to number 41. That was the other one we were looking for a while ago. Number 41. Not listed on that program. And not listed on that one either. Anyway, long shot for Israel County. No good. Easton Pitts comes down with a rebound for Thayer. Feeds up to Walsh, who will drive for the layup. Asa Walsh with his first 2 points of the Thayer Bobcat. And more substitutions here for Israel County. We're down to a minute to play. It's just kind of like free substitution here. Number 23 checking in, Isaac Lung for the Israel County Cougars. Also number 22 checking in. That is Keaton Melton. Israel County inbounds the basketball in the corner. 44 seconds to play. They get it to Melton. Melton on the dribble drive out front. Easton Pitts on him. He'll give it up to Isaac Lung. Lung backing down to the defender on the right side wing. Hands it off to Brewer. Brewer handles it out front. 25 seconds to go. Trying to pass it inside. The pass is stolen by Brandon Prince. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. 17 seconds to play in the game. The Thayer Bobcats are going to win this one in convincing fashion tonight. Easton Pitts just going to dribble out near midcourt and just dribble out the clock. Down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds, one, and there's the buzzer, and that's your final, 68-29. The Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Izzard County Cougars. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company post-game report in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And we're back after the ball game. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company post-game report. We are going to see Coach Matt Pitts going to make his way up here in just a moment for a couple of comments after this one. It was all Thayer Bobcats tonight. Thayer sprinted out to an 18-2 lead at the end of one quarter, stretched out to 37-13 at the half, then 63-24 at the end of three, and the Bobcats really got hot. Gage Pitts caught fire from three-point land. He had three in a row. Jordan Andrews had a slam dunk, and Keaton Nicholson had a slam dunk, and I mean a two-handed monster jam as the Thayer Bobcats roll to the victory tonight over the Izzard County Cougars. Again, your final score, 68-29. Again, Coach Pitts going to be making his way up here in just a little bit. And as you look at this one, Thayer Bobcats with the impressive victory. Also, if you weren't with us earlier, first half for a doubleheader, the Thayer Lady Bobcats improved to 2-0, and they beat Izzard County 63-13 was the final in that one. Katie Pounders off the bench with 13 for the Lady Bobcats pace the Lady Bobcats to the victory in their game tonight. And it's an impressive win here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats, I think, in all phases of the game, and I'm sure Coach Pitts will echo that here when he makes his way up in just a moment. But defensively, they were really good. Maybe didn't hit the boards quite as hard as he might have liked, especially early in the game. The defense was certainly there. The quickness is there. And, even playing a man short with Landry Pitts still on the sideline with that concussion. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back. Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats will join us in just a minute. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Thayer Bobcat Postgame Report. We'll be back in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right, it's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Back after the ball game, let's take a look at the scoring for the Thayer Bobcats. They were led tonight by the All-Stater. We're talking about Jordan Andrews. Jordan with 24 points in the season opener. He had 13 in the first half, 11 in the second, including a couple of three-pointers and a slam dunk for the Thayer Bobcats. Also in double figures tonight, Aiden Burns. He had 12. Gage Pitts, he had three threes in a row. He ended the night with 13 in the game. That's the 5 points for Lane Grimes, 7 for Keaton Nicholson, 2 for Asa Walsh, 2 for Mark Spencer, 2 for Brandon Prince, and 1 for Eric Simer. For the ICC Cougars, they were led by Gunnar Gleghorn, had 8 points in the game, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. 6 points for Moki, he had a pair of threes, then 2 points for Tyler Hill, 3 for Jude Everett, 4 for Landon McBride, a 3 for Booth, and a 3 for Stevenson. And again, we are expecting Coach Matt Pitts to make his way up here in just a moment. So we'll take one more timeout, and we'll come back with more of the postgame report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And back after the ball game table, we're going to go ahead and name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And I don't think there's any doubt about it tonight. Jordan Andrews will get the nod as the Bobcat Player of the Game. 24 points, including that dunk. He also had three-pointers in the game. The All-Stater Jordan Andrews was impressive again tonight with 24 points. He is your Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Oh, wait a minute. Now Coach Pitts is making his way up. So you can imagine the season opener here at the Thayer High School, and a lot of folks wanting to shake hands and talk about this Bobcat victory here tonight over Israel County. So Coach Pitts making his way up into the booth here, high atop the floor at Thayer High School. And again, Thayer Bobcats with a victory here tonight. We're joined by Thayer Bobcat head coach Matt Pitts. Coach, impressive win out of the gate. I mean, this is you're playing a team with a load of tradition, and they've had some really good years over the last 10.
Yes, they have.
Down in Izard County. So I know this one was kind of worrisome when you're just out of the gate. They've already played a dozen games or so. So what's your thoughts on this one?
No, I knew coming in, like you said, that's a worry, and we had practiced really 4 days with everybody together. But our effort and intensity, you could make up with some things when you play that hard.
Well, and that's what I thought, and I thought if there was anything that you're probably going to work on, as we move forward here, maybe crashing the boards. Seems like maybe early in the game especially y'all didn't hit the boards particularly hard. But, when the defense is as good as it is, and there's that much quickness on the floor, it makes up for a lack of for a rebound.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You talk about deflections and loose balls, and because we're not huge. Now, we do have some length and some athleticism, but and I think a lot of that, too, you're a little hesitant as far as who, because we've got some new pieces there.
Yeah.
And understanding that when that thing goes up, you got to go get it, and then, you're used to this guy maybe doing it, and not having Landry in there. I mean, he's a cornerstone to us defensively, and not as good as we were tonight. I mean, he's a dude you throw in there, and it might even get a little better, so who knows?
Well, I was going to ask about Landry. I know he had the concussion he suffered in the football game last Saturday. How long till Landry's going to be able to come back?
I don't know. He said he felt good today, and maybe we'll get a good weekend out of him, and hopefully maybe by this time next week we play in the Lyon College tournament. Maybe by next Friday we'll have him back.
All right, so offensively this team's got so many weapons, and you really showed it tonight, and that stretch. When Gage hit the, two threes in a row, and then you get Andrews dunks one, and then comes down and hits the three, and Keaton Nicholson with a big dunk. I mean, when this team really gets to firing on all cylinders, they're going to be scary good.
Yeah, I think so. And that is the one thing, they play so much, and they're in the gym so much. These guys have really put in the time. And I told them, I said, talent-wise, it's there. But I said, can you bring it every night and go to that next level? And they really, right now, that's what they want to do. And tonight, I think they showed that. I hope it can continue.
Yeah, you talked about the new piece. And, of course, that'll be Aiden Burns, a sophomore, playing with you this year. Had a really good night for you tonight. He's going to help.
He's a great player. And, Asa Walsh, too. Asa does some things, gives us some good minutes. Asa can shoot it, handles it well, made a great pass to Jordan on that one back cut. Those guys are both nice pieces. And, like I said, when we get everybody back and jail, that's the hardest thing. We were trying to run some offense tonight that we had practiced a couple days and had done some different things, but I was pleased with the effort, and you can mask a lot of things with effort.
And also early in the game, you had one sequence when there was a pass inside and then back outside and back in. I mean, this team moves the ball, and they seem to be team-oriented. I mean, it doesn't look like there's anybody out there trying to do it all.
No, and I think that's the one thing I've told them from when they were really young was the biggest asset you've got is each other. Because every one of them's got a little different something they bring to the whole thing, and then when they all get to doing what they do, be great at what you do, and when they all do that, they could be really good if we can gel and keep things going. Everybody stays healthy.
All right, next up, Winona Monday night, right?
Yeah, and they played well. Played at Hartville tough last weekend, and they always play hard. Coach Boyles does a great job with those guys, so it won't be easy, and we'll have to bring it again.
What about this crowd tonight? Well, outstanding.
Oh, it's awesome. And I want to thank the community for coming out and supporting it, because that stuff does matter. So anytime you can come out, those guys know what's happening. So we thank you.
All right, Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats, who are 1-0.
Thanks, Mike.
With a victory tonight, 68-29 over the Izard County Cougars.